Well, today we've got a guest joining us here on the phone. Christina Roloffs is with us here. She's a naturalist with Shelby County Conservation Board and also the Iowa DNR. And she works a lot with the folks up at the Prairie Rose location in Shelby County. And I know, Christina, you've got an event coming up for folks just to kind of get outside this weekend and have some fun. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, good. Is this a good time of the year to get out and enjoy?
Oh, any time is a good time to get out.
Well, I know you've got a hike scheduled for this Saturday at Prairie Rose to kind of enjoy some things. Tell about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we're going to do that at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we're going to meet at the beach parking lot, and we'll just head out on one of the trails that runs right next to the lake, so there really isn't much for hills, so it'll be really easy for people to walk.
All right.
And we'll go for about an hour.
Okay. Very good. Just an opportunity to kind of see things. Will you be pointing some things out?
Yes, definitely. I know we still have some straggling migrating waterfowl since it's been so crazy nice lately. And I know some of our winter birds are starting to show up now, too. So we definitely will be able to see some of those things.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's an opportunity here this weekend. And you touched on it. The weather has been just unseasonably nice here for this time of the year. It sure doesn't feel like the end of November, the first part of December at all outside these days. Which is, I guess it's nice. I mean, I'm not a big fan of cold and snow either. But, you know, we do live in Iowa. We do get all four seasons. And those different seasons bring different things, too. For folks who, you know, maybe like to hike when the weather's nice in the summertime, you're going to see certain things when you get out. But, you know, if you get out and enjoy the outdoors this time of the year, I'm guessing not just the scenery's different. You might run into some different things out there as far as some of the birds, some of the animals that you'll run into as well.
Yes, and at this time of year, it's actually almost a little bit easier to see things because you don't have a lot of growing plants to camouflage things. So you can see better animal homes, like a lot of bird nests and squirrel nests and holes in the ground that just aren't getting covered up right now by all the green growing stuff.
Yeah, in some cases you might see the things that you just don't get to see.
Yes.
Because they're covered up in the summer.
Yes, and like right now, of course, it's mating season for deer, so you see them any time of the day right now.
Yeah, we see a lot of those on the roadways, unfortunately, too, at this time of the year. So when you're heading to those locations to do those hikes and things, make sure you watch for that, too.
Yes, but, definitely.
Yeah. But talk a little bit about the fun of the outdoors this time of the year. As we get to, eventually we're going to see that massive change in the weather. We're going to see the snow.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see the colder temperatures and things. And that's really going to change the way we enjoy outdoors.
Yes. I mean, it's still, anytime is great to get outside just because, you know, you get your vitamin D and that fresh air. It helps build up your immune system and just is a nice stress reliever. It's like I try to get out and walk yet, no matter what the temperature is. My cutoff is about 12 degrees before I'll stop going out. But, yeah, once the weather starts turning, we'll start offering more winter types of stuff like snowshoeing. And at the end of the month, I do have stargazing planned. And winter is actually one of the best times to go out and stargaze just because of the lack of humidity in the air. So the air is way clearer, and it makes the stars so much easier to see.
Never really thought much about that. Stargazing a lot easier in the wintertime. Just so long as you bundle up and do it safely there too. But when we go out and want to do some things outdoors in the wintertime as things get a little bit colder, you know, we tend to dress obviously differently. We've got some more stuff on, but we still need to take care and make sure we're wearing things that are comfortable.
Yeah. So you want to wear layers. Always wear layers when you are out. You want to have like a base layer that wicks moisture well. But most, you know, long underwears you get does that very, very well. You want to actually avoid cotton because when cotton gets wet, you stay cold. Wool, if it gets wet, it still will insulate you and still keep you warm. And one of the things that people always forget about, too, in the wintertime is making sure you're drinking enough water because you can still get dehydrated even when it's not hot outside.
Yeah, I don't think people think too much about those types of things. Now, one of the things when folks get outside this time of the year, if they're going to be doing a little time outside and, you know, maybe doing a little camping yet, too. Some folks are still camping, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and if you're going to be building any fires at this time of the year, I suppose you probably specifically really want to take care to make sure you're doing it in a safe manner.
Yes. So when you're done for the night, make sure you put it out. You're supposed to douse and stir and douse and stir and douse and stir to make sure your fire is good and out, because of course there's a lot of dry material, and especially since we haven't had any precip in a while again.
Yeah, with all that dry material out there, the leaves and so the vegetation stuff that's all dried out this time of the year, it's pretty easy to build a fire, but it's pretty easy for it to spread too. So
Yes, definitely
have to be careful. What about the waterways, the ponds, the streams, those types of things this time of the year? Do we see them differently than we do in the summertime?
Yes. You always want to take precautions with that. I think it's 120 degrees. Is what you need to have the combined air temperature and water temperature to be to avoid hypothermia. If it's less than that, then if you would happen to fall in, then there's definitely a greater risk of hypothermia.
Sure. Are folks still fishing at this time?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because the fish are still, they're packing on some winter weight for when it gets cold and they don't feel like eating as much.
Has the fishing been pretty good at, like, for example, Prairie Rose?
Honestly, I haven't talked to anybody lately to know how it's been.
Well, I think it was pretty good over the summer months.
Oh, yeah. The bluegills out there are just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Humongous bluegills.
Yeah. It's nice to see that location bounce back after so much work was put into that here recently.
Yeah.
So many folks like to get out and enjoy some of those types of things. Well, you mentioned some of the programming that'll be going on once we see some of that change in the weather. It seems like some years we've already had snow on the ground this time of the year.
I know.
But not so much right now, and I suppose that's good or bad depending upon how you look at it. But once we do see that change in the weather, so many more things are going to be happening than for the outdoors. How do you plan for, I mean, do you kind of do some regular programming and things? Do you have some regular stuff that you like to do year after year at the different seasons?
Yeah. So I normally try to do stargazing at least twice during the winter time. And then typically during the winter, I have a program that I call Animal Antifreeze, which is just kind of fun to do, that we take old film canisters and put Jell-O in them. And then people are supposed to build their animals a home, because the little Jell-O containers are, they're supposed to be their little animals. And we leave them out for a set amount of time. And if they built a good shelter for their animal, their Jell-O will still be liquid. But if they did not build a very good shelter for their animal, then, of course, it turns to Jell-O. That's when I typically do. We try to do some pinecone bird feeders in the wintertime, just, you know, to give birds an additional type of food source. I still try to continue to do hikes in the wintertime, either snowshoe hikes or just regular hikes, depending on whether we have snow or not. A lot of times the snowshoe programs just end up being a last-minute thing because, of course, I can't plan for the snow.
Well, sometimes when you, especially when you have snow cover out there, too, you see so much more because you get a chance to see some of the tracks that are left behind.
Exactly, yep. So, yeah, we try to do some animal tracking programs in the wintertime, too. That's another one we do.
Yeah. Kids enjoy that kind of stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
especially. Very good. Do you get a chance to do a lot of programs for some of the school children in the area this time of the year?
Yeah, right before Thanksgiving, I had 2 weeks where I was in 50 different classrooms.
That's awesome. Well, very good. Yep. Well, and don't just look down when you're out hiking. Look up, too, right?
Yes. Look for the birds up in the trees and nests and things like that.
Owls and things.
Yeah, and a mating season for owls happens in the wintertime, especially for our bigger ones. So we do a lot of times have here maybe see them a little more frequently at that time.
Yeah. So whether you're out on an organized trek like this Saturday at Prairie Rose or just out for a little family stroll just to enjoy, make sure you don't miss out on some of the things that are out there. I know it's not summer, and it's not the time that you traditionally spend maybe as much time outdoors as you would like, but there are many nice days, and if you layer up properly, you can get out and enjoy some of the real treasures around the area. We have some great spots, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Very good. Well, Christina, thank you so much for the time, and look forward to some more of those programs coming up here soon.
Okay. Yep, thank you.